Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus, our comfort. Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Guess what? Announced a four-year-old to the class. There's going to be cotton candy in heaven. The girl's parents told her that there would only be good things in heaven, which, in a child's mind, must include the sugary treats of this world. The Bible does tell us that we will join Jesus in celebration after we die or after he returns again. We will enjoy the good things of heaven. This can be hard to remember when we are feeling the sorrow and pains of this world. We may even feel abandoned by God. Sometimes we are so trapped in our own selfishness and sorrow that we forget that Jesus already did the hard work for us. In the psalm for today, God is praised for conquering death for us. Jesus fulfilled the words of the psalm, which were written many years before Jesus was born. When Jesus died on the cross, God did not abandon him. Jesus did not remain in the grave. He came back to life. Even though we will someday die, God promises that he will not abandon us in the grave. We will be called to life again. While God doesn't tell us exactly what the treats of heaven will be, he does promise that we will have eternal pleasures through the death and life of Jesus Christ. We pray. Dear Jesus, my heart is so glad that you conquered death for us. Give me the same confidence that you had during your suffering, that I may daily remember that you promised to be with me in life and in death. Amen. A question to consider. Do you know someone, a neighbor, family member, or coworker, that does not yet share the same confidence and joy that God will take them to heaven? What words can you use to give them comfort? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.